Where did you go to school?
The school, so grammar school was, I would say, a quarter mile or maybe a third of a mile east of our shop. And I remember we walked to the grammar school called Grant School. I think it's on Wilton Place, about between Sunset Boulevard and Hollywood Boulevard. So I was there all the way up to part of the fifth grade.
And then at that point,
Then
you were
Pearl
shut.
Harbor
Yeah,
took place.
right. Okay. What was the kind of demographics of the school, as you remember?
Well, on the east side was the kindergarten, so I guess I spent a year there. And the rest of the grounds was the elementary school. And the grounds that were mainly dirt. And I remember playing marbles on that area, so it was a dirt area. And the playground area was dirt, because I remember playing kickball in that small area. And I think I've driven by there years ago, and I look at it, and amazingly, it's a very small elementary school.
And then what were the who were the other students? Was it largely were there other Nisei kids, white, other nationalities?
I think it was mostly all white. There were some Japanese kids. One of my friends was Kazumi Yoneyama, because he lived a few blocks away, and we were in the same grade. But we were I don't think we were never in the same class. But then I knew him, and there were a few other Japanese kids, one Gordon Kaihatsu that I remember, same age, same grade.
Now, the surrounding community wasn't a heavily Japanese American area, but were you part of kind of a, I mean, did you go to a temple or other kinds of Japanese school, other types of organizations in the area?
There was not a Japanese organization in the immediate area, but my folks eventually sent my brother and I to Japanese language school at the language school in what's now known as the Virgil District. And so we used to go spend most of the Saturdays there at that Virgil District Japanese language school. Otherwise, in our immediate vicinity, there were, I don't know if you'd say several Japanese families that we knew, and so we would visit them. I mentioned this Yoneyama. I would actually walk to his place to go visit him. And the other Kaihatsu was only a couple blocks away, and I would go visit with him. Another family, the Fujioka family, was only a couple blocks away. So we had close proximity with some Japanese families.
How long did you end up going to Japanese school?
Well, at that time, you started with what they call book one, and then two, three, four, five. I don't know if I got past book one. So I must have started in 1940, maybe started in 41, beginning of 41, because I didn't get very far. So that's why I know very little Nihongo.
Now, in your home, since your mom is Nisei, did you speak mostly English then?
Okay, like it meant because my mom was Nisei, she was English speaking, and I don't know how, but my father learned English also. So at home, when I was growing up, English was my home language. Very little Japanese was spoken.
Were they involved in other kinds of community activities, Kenjin Kai, any kinds of business or professional organizations, that kind of thing that you know of?
Connecting, I do not think they had any connections, really serious connections with any Japanese organizations. My recollection is their main interest was they liked to play tennis, both of them. And so whenever there was a chance, on weekends or even some weeknights, we would pile in the car and go to some local tennis courts. And they would play tennis while we sat around or maybe played around with the tennis balls.
Did you play sports yourself at that point, before the war?
Before the war, I was never engaged in any particular sport.
Mm-hmm. So that came more later?
Came later, mainly in camp.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the clientele of the business, I mean, who were the customers, as you recall?
The customers were just the Hagujins that came in for business. Well, you mentioned about customers. I can remember one celebrity that was Fletcher Bowron, who was the mayor of L.A. That I remember because there was one time where my dad said, okay, hop in our paddle truck. We're going to make a delivery, and we're going to go to Mayor Bowron's place. And so I can remember him driving up Highland and almost all the way up to the Hollywood Bowl. Then we'd turn off and go up into the hill somewhere and made a delivery to Mayor Bowron's place. And so that was one of our customers. I don't know why, because supposedly he was anti-Japanese, as what the records indicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Did you actually meet him?
No, I did not.
You were just in the truck?
I just stayed in the vehicle.